Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening there, good people? It's your man, Peach Bone Gun, live on the off-ramp with my man, M Extra Money, on this lovely May 30th, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. You got my man, Mr. Righteous, on the line, too. If you got something to say, please feel free to call in, 646-915-8680. Let's jump right in it. What's happening, fellas? How y'all holding up?
What's going on, brother? Cooling, man. Cooling, cooling, cooling. Big win for the Heat.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be a blowout in the third quarter. I thought they was going to actually make it a game.
They didn't even lead until after halftime.
Yeah, I'm talking about like winding down at the end of the third quarter when it was like, you know what I mean, when they slowly started throwing down, just knew they had a car like a little more left in them. So, but I guess not.
Who would have thought Aslam, with his beard that doesn't connect, would be the key to victory?
He played big minutes, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how these kids be looking so bad when they got so much money, yo.
I
I'm broke.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm making that kind of money, man, that I should have a barber that just travel with me, yo, so I'll be fresh every game. Yeah.
No, would you get fresh every game, though? Would you get shaved up before every night, yo?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying, like, if I'm at home, then nah, probably not, you know what I mean? But I'm saying, like, if I'm on a road for a long road stretch, I feel like, yeah, I mean, I just, you know what I mean, fly my barber with me, though. I feel like I got that kind of dough.
But can you really bring your barber with you? Aren't you on the team playing?
No, I'm saying you can fly him out. Like, I mean, it's like, you kind of fly about. Like, if it's a long road stretch, sometimes they be doing, like, two or three, like, you know what I mean, years road stretches, you know what I mean? Like, you just let that joint grow, you know, I feel like, you know what I mean? It's like, I can just go ahead and afford that.
I'm cheap, man. I ain't paying for no room, hotel room, because you got to pay for that yourself. Damn that. I wish I'd get back. Then I'd get me a cut.
Would you get a cot in your hotel room and let them sleep in there?
Hell no. What I will do, if I got time, I'll go to like a barbershop, like in the area where we're playing at. I go get a cut in that area. But other than that, man, you gotta pay for this cat to fly wherever you at, or if you're keeping them on the road with you, if you're on that road straight, you gotta pay for them to fly to every city. Follow you around. You got to pay for him for a room. Nah. You can stay
in
where you at.
These kids making a couple of mil a game, you know. Feel like that's a drop in the bucket, you know, for a plane ticket, you know.
Nah, hell no. I'll just get a cut when it's wherever city I'm in. I'll just find me a barber in that area to come to my room and cut me. Other than that, I'm not paying for them. I'm not paying for these flying people out just to cut my hair for a 5-minute haircut or a 10-minute haircut. I just spent like $1,200 for somebody to cut my hair for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I tell you what, I mean, you could write off as a business expense, though. But I tell you what, if you was playing me, you was coming to my city and said, yo, who's good at cutting hair in your city? And I'm playing against you that night, yo, I'm sending you to a horrible barber.
I wouldn't ask you.
How would you find out?
I mean, you figure it depends on how long you've been in the league for. I'm sure you know spots. Ben is when you go to those cities all the time. I'm sure you know spots where to go get a haircut from. And I'm sure you definitely got fans in almost every state. Just about somebody's gonna give you the right information. I'm not gonna call up somebody from the other team, especially if I know you're going to sabotage me. Even if you sabotage me, oh, well, I just have a crazy cut.
I'm just not that happen. I guess that's true. I guess you can just tweet that joint. But like, yo, I'm in the city looking for a bar where I think somebody hits you up. They'll probably just get cut you for free just for you coming stopping by. But
right.
I mean, if you LeBron, see that happening. But if you have them, I see somebody setting you up.
But
you got to figure, though, 9 times out of 10, most of the time you might end up in the city where one of your teammates is from. Then you definitely straight them, like, yo, where the barbers at, yo?
I just want to say I wasn't talking about, like, if I'm Haslam. I'm talking about, like, if I'm, like, big time, like LeBron, Wade, Kobe type money. Like, I'm not talking about, like, league minimum type money, yo. I'm talking about, like, I got my shoe money is what I'm living off of. You know what I mean?
Right. All right, well, this conversation means absolutely nothing. So let's go on to a couple different topics. Any of y'all got anything particularly y'all want to talk about before I go on mine?
No. I got something. I'm the new caller here. So can I get in where I fit in? No homo.
Yeah. Speak. You on the off ramp. Go ahead, Chief.
All right, Chief. Last night, this is Mr. Professional. Last night, I took my daughter to her first Major League Baseball game, the Baltimore Orioles versus the Washington Nationals, and it was an amazing game. Yeah.
Where you go? What stadium?
Camden Yards. Camden Yards.
But
bottom line. I'm a baseball fan. I like baseball. I played baseball. I know a lot of y'all can play baseball if y'all wanted to. Y'all talk that shit, but it's really harder than you think. But bottom line, I went to the game. It was a great game. And, I took my daughter there. It was a great game. And I feel like baseball gets written off as a sport because they don't have as many great games. I mean, they play 163 games a year, more than basketball. And, have you ever watched every game of a basketball season for your team? No way. So I just feel like saying, like, you know what? I went back to a baseball game, took my daughter there. It was a great game. The Orioles made a great comeback. Home run, multiple home runs hit, people cheering in the stands. Not really a packed stadium. It was almost like a Tampa Bay Cleveland Browns game or something. But but it was a good game. So I feel like we need to bring baseball back.
Hey, was this the game where the dude went 3-for-3 with 3 home runs?
Yeah.
And lost? Yeah.
Yeah. He was with the Nationals. The dude from the Nationals, Zimmerman. But that's my point. You know what I'm saying? Dude Zimmerman, I don't even know who he is. He plays for the Nationals. He went 3-for-3, had, I think, 2 home runs, and the Nationals were up 6-1. And then in the 7th inning, there's 9 innings in baseball for y'all football people out there. In the 7th inning, they came back. The Orioles came back and put up 8 runs, so we ended up 9-6.
All right,
Hey, Mr. Professional.
Hold on. Let me get the question first, yo.
I feel like you might be asking the same question. I'll let you go, Ambassador. What you got?
I guess are you asking, like, how do you bring baseball back? So, I mean, at least that's what I'm
saying. Hold on. Before we get into that discussion, I'll let y'all get into that discussion. Mr. Professional, are you drunk? Because you're talking real slow and adding simple math real slow.
Yeah.
I'm just asking the same thing, yo. He would say this is a great thing like 1,000 times. I was like, damn, how many times did I say it's a great thing?
The reason I haven't been on this call long enough is because I thought you had to be drunk to be on the call. So that's why I had my drinks and I got on the call.
Yeah.
But go ahead. What's your question?
So I guess my question. So would you propose I got it's like kind of like a two-part question. So what you propose, because, I mean, if you're trying to bring baseball back, I think the season being, if you include the spring training, is 180 games, like double that of the NBA. And I think that's long, right? So would you propose them cutting that joint in half?
The spring training?
Yeah, well, just period. Like, how do you get baseball back? Because what you said basically is a valid point. It's so many games that it's hard for you to stay interested. You go through spring training, that's like 30 games. Then you got 162 games, and that's not even a postseason. So it's like, how do you bring baseball back to that long of a season? Like, that joint's so long. So, like what would your suggestion be? Like, because mine would be to cut that joint in half.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I'm going to go from drunk to sober real quick because baseball is my favorite sport, like bottom line. And I think I feel like if a lot of African-American people weren't forced to play basketball and football because, oh, that's just what we do, you know, we would be making big bucks in baseball. You know what I mean? You think Suzuki Ichiro could hit a ball better than LeBron James? You know what I mean? Like, honestly, think about it. So my point is, I think the way we bring the game back is by putting our youth in it. And thank you, Mr. Righteous, for putting your kids in it. So what I'm saying is that's the only way we can bring it back is by breaking the stereotype of, okay, if you have African-American children, the only sports they can excel at are track and field, football and basketball. We can't play lacrosse because it's too expensive, but, you know, everybody knows, you know, Mr. Richie Rich on the other line right here can make money. So, your kids can play lacrosse. Oh, wait, you make all girls, so let me take that back. So,
you funny. Yo, let me interject, though, real quick, though, because
yeah.
Mark Schlereff, the Denver Bronco dude who has this show, Schlereff, they had the same conversation. And until he made this point, because he said his son plays, I think he's a pitcher professionally. And
yeah, he is. He's minor leagues, but yeah, I got you.
Yeah. And what his point is, and to your point, is that it's not the fact that we don't want to put our kids, or at least, not when we see African-American, but just let's say it's low-provish. It's not the fact that, first of all, there's no baseball diamonds in the hood. There's no baseball diamonds, not even rarely, you know what I mean, in everybody's community. That's one. And two, what he was saying was, is that it's kind of like an elitist sport. And to the extent that, like, if you're not playing in a rec league, to play in a travel league and to actually buy a $50 glove and buy, like, a $300 bat, it's like no one has that type of money. Where you can have a basketball, you can make a hoop, you can dribble in any street. You can, you know what I mean? Like, it's so easy to play basketball. And you know what I mean? If you're fast, you can just run in the street. You can run in a yard. You can football. You can play a pickup game in the street. You got one football. You got that. You don't need to spend a lot of money to play those sports. And then he said, you also got to look at how many scholarships are being offered for baseball. You got about 9 scholarships. And then the rest like half. I'm just telling you what he said. He said, and his son, he said it. His son was like, yo, he had to come out of his pocket for his son. Like, because they only give half scholarships so they can give everybody some money. Like, they only offer, like, a real good people full scholarships. And then you get stuck in the AAA and AA and all this other stuff where, you know, if you're good in the NBA, you got 2 years in college and you off making dough. You got 2 years in college football-wise, you making dough. If you're that nice. Baseball, you could be stuck in the minor leagues forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that system is just totally different and why it sways other people to, you know what I mean, away from baseball.
I hear you. Beach from Gun, can I get 2 minutes to talk about baseball?
No, y'all got all night. You know, I don't have to talk to y'all.
Okay,
so listen.
So as far as baseball is concerned, baseball actually gives out more scholarships than football. The problem is, and I think the disconnect is that baseball, if you're good, I'm not even going to say good, but if you're great coming out of high school, then you need to get drafted into, I'll call it the major leagues. You get drafted into the major leagues, but you go to the rookie league. And then if you make it past the rookie league, there's single A, there's double A, there's triple A, then there's the Major League Baseball. Okay? So in baseball,
so like,
I think
like five levels.
Right, exactly. So that's the problem right there, is the fact that with baseball, there's so many levels. So in terms of college scholarships, they offer them all day long because a lot of people decline to go to the rookie league and they say, okay, I'd rather go to college and play. So, like, you know, I played baseball. I was decent in baseball. And y'all know Galloway. Galloway was better than me in baseball. And I still got a decent amount of scholarships. I could have went to a lot of schools for baseball, but the problem is that you get lost. You get lost in the sauce, and they say, okay, well, I could have went to Salisbury State. I could have went to, you know, Delaware or, you know, some of these random schools that you wouldn't even recognize have a baseball team, and, you know, but you go to school. So I feel like if you're trying to make it through the Major League Baseball League, then the first thing you have to realize is that out of high school, if you don't get drafted to a Major League Baseball team, you're done. Give it up. Give it up. Period.
So that's
okay?
that's a deterrent right there then, right? I mean, am I the only one feeling like that's a huge deterrent? Or is it?
It is. It is. It absolutely is. But I'll say on this end that if you take half of the NFL, or not NFL, excuse me, if you take half of the college football players that don't make it to the NFL and you put those people in football, or excuse me, football, in baseball, then that percentage would be a lot different. You feel me?
Yeah, but so growing up, like, can you at least, I just think that the money factor, playing on club leagues, unless you've got a coach that's actually playing for you to actually go on their club, it's like all year round, right? Like, I mean, you know what I mean, paying for bets, paying for travel leagues and all this other kind of stuff. Like that's a lot of parent support. That's a lot of parent involvement that's not really required for football or basketball. I mean, basketball does have AAU, but most of the good people, their coach is taking care of them, just like in baseball. So you got to have that kind of, I guess, that level of support in those type of communities too, though. And I don't have, I think, like an Old Mill, there was that Arundel, like just speaking of where we were from. But me, yo, I didn't play with y'all dudes. We didn't have that kind of shit around here. You know what I mean? We ain't had that in me talking about no travel baseball, yo. We didn't have no 7-on-7 like y'all did at Old Mill, Arundel, and Broadmeck.
Let me stop you right there.
Support has to be there. Yeah.
All right, because first of all, Edmund was great in baseball. Okay.
And he went to play.
I was good
in
baseball.
Summer League.
Yeah, and we were on the same team. We both played on the Maryland Orioles travel team.
Right.
At the same time, like we really didn't really know each other or whatever. So, I mean, that's a different story. But we were both on that same team. And I guarantee you neither one of us paid for our jersey, which cost $500.
Exactly my point, yo. That's what I'm saying.
That's ridiculous.
Who's Vincent, yo? You paying for little Vincent baseball jersey to $500 top, yo? $300 bet on top of that, yo? Because he need one every year, yo?
To be honest with you, I mean, he's in baseball to be active. Eventually, he's not going to want to play anymore because, I mean, that's usually what happens anyway most of the time, too, when you put them in, like, baseball or something like that. Because after a while, some kids, their attention span is not – everybody's attention span is not for baseball because it's very slow and it's very controlled.
Stay controlled.
I mean, he's just there to be active in sports, period. But eventually, I'm sure he's going to eventually just convert all the way to straight basketball, what have you, and maybe something else. But other than that, I mean, I don't see him going past. I don't even see him doing, like, travel teams, just like little regular leagues and then regular high school or middle school. I don't see him doing, like, travel leagues.
Why not? Because travel
leagues are very – it's expensive, man. I ain't paying $500 every year, dude.
Okay, let me say. Okay, so my point is, like, I threw out that number $500 because that's what, you know, like a good travel exclusive team costs. But the exposure you get. So let me ask you this, okay?
But
he's
probably 9 times out of 10 he's gonna probably playing AAU in the summer in the summertime because that's that and the AAU goes on in the summertime too. So he's probably 9 times out of 10 he's probably gonna play AAU.
Let me flip it up, Mr. Righteous. If your son's good at football, okay, and let's play. What position do they play?
In football, he don't play football.
He won't play football.
He's not playing football.
All right,
hey,
Beast from Gun. Give me a position,
Beast
from Gun.
You let your son play baseball, yeah? Beast from Gun, yo. You let your son
play baseball? You
probably go. No. Give me a football position that has a cap. Okay. How much does it cost to go to a Jonathan Ogden football camp?
I don't know.
Yeah,
$400-$500.
It depends if you stay for a week. Yeah.
Okay.
If you stay for a week.
So $400-$500. So stop. So $400-$500 to go with Jonathan Ogden football camp, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And for baseball, for a travel team, it costs, let's say, $400-$500. Let's make it equal. And for baseball, you're playing actual games, and you're literally going. You know, you're playing Pennsylvania, you're playing Maryland, you're playing Virginia, you're playing, you know, and if you're good, you go all the way up to Alaska and you play the Little League World Series in Alaska, which is covered by ESPN. Are you kidding me? Do you know who's in the ESPN Little League World Series? You know, you got guys like Barry Bonds, you know, playing in those leagues. So my point is that either way, If you feel like your seed is good at sports, you're going to throw out that money one way or another. Why do people hate throwing it out for baseball? If it's football and they play and Beach Bum Gun said tackle, if my son played tackle, I wouldn't even buy that motherfucker cleats. But for baseball, you're not gonna give them money.
But you're just a very advocate person for baseball, man. That's all it is. I mean,
I'm not.
In the summertime.
I'm not. I'm pissed off because I feel like, okay, if you're an offensive lineman, you're going to spend $500. But if your son is amazing at center field, that's leadoff, has the most home runs on the team, the highest on-base percentage, you're not willing to pay that money because you feel like, oh, it's baseball. That's bullshit. Is this open line? Can I
use curse words on this line? I apologize if I can't.
You already did. Offer it. I wasn't saying that, though. I think you're going to drop money. My daughter is softball. I dropped all kinds of dough just trying to make sure that she don't look like a fool on the field. And it paid off. So I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying the reason why I think it's not so prevalent today is just that because money plays a lot into it. I think a lot of, like, the social norms, the support system for baseball isn't there. You don't have baseball. Like, I got football. Like, I coach football. There's a support system there. And even in the city where I was coaching, there is a support system for baseball, too. So, but I'm just saying that needs to be more. Like for instance, a coach willing to pay for your ride and willing to take you everywhere on a baseball field, that needs to be brought into a city. I don't think that happens
okay.
a lot.
Okay. Let me ask you this. MJ, whatever his new name. What was he called? Who we were talking.
M Extra Money. Yo, go ahead.
M Extra Money. Okay. So M Extra Money, you were in the Junior Olympics for track and field. Did your mother or you pay for that?
No, we raised money. Y'all
okay, stop. So no, you didn't raise no motherfucking money. You said it came for you to go because you were sad.
You saw, we was out there on the base raising money. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, I made it to
somebody
North Carolina.
Somebody stop him.
I'm telling you what the truth is. I made it to
okay.
North Carolina and Spokane, Washington.
Beach from Gun.
And I
Beach
could not go to Spokane, Washington because I didn't have the money to go.
Beach from Gun.
That's what happened. We drove everywhere, too. We didn't fly nowhere. We drove. I drove all the way to Minnesota to go into AAU. I drove all the way to Texas.
Okay, so stop there. Stop right there. That's all my point is. I will run out of time. That's all my point is in extra money, is that bottom line, you were doing track and field. You and your family could not afford on your own to do what was needed to be done to get you to those next levels.
But I had a coach.
For some crazy reason, y'all were there, and you were blowing out the field.
No, I had a coach, though. What I'm saying is the support system. I had a coach, right, two coaches, actually, who was able to take me under him. He paid for my shoes because my mom didn't have money to pay my shoes. He bought me track shoes, and we had fundraisers, car washes, to pay for my entry fee.
Okay.
And what
okay.
I'm telling you
so,
was
so,
that, like,
so
I
you consider
like,
track
was,
an expensive sport?
No, because all I had to do was pay for shoes. There wasn't no jersey, no bet. I mean,
but you just told everyone on this line that you didn't pay for shoes.
No, I said he bought me shoes, but again,
exactly.
Shoes is not a $300 bat, a $50 glove. Like, name another
right.
sport.
Okay.
Well,
how much is your daughter's bat?
Hey, can what? I interject real quick, man? Hold on, fellas. We got another call on the line, and we only got 4 minutes left. Live from 443-9058, what up?
What's good?
What up, G? What's going on? You hearing these dudes arguing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm just listening, man. I'm good.
Nah. I'm gonna throw you in there. So my point is, new caller, that regardless of the sport, if you're good at the sport, people will find a way. And let me add, people, not your parents, but coaches or other individuals around you will find a way to get you to continue to play on that team. So this dude in extra money over here, you know, he before he got shot, he was an amazing track and field runner, and somehow, you know, this dude is traveling all over the country. How'd that happen? You think it was
somebody made it happen? They blue chipping out there?
Listen, let me ask you this, Brandon. Name another sport that just to get started, you got to drop at least $300 to start playing. Just
football.
No, you don't.
Hey, $100 to play football for little league and on up. It's like $100.
No, I'm not.
To get to high school is pretty much free.
Okay.
All you gotta do is buy your cleats.
So,
Mr. Righteous, you buying the worst cleats for your son? You buying the worst pants for
your son?
I'm
not saying I'm buying the worst cleats, but I'm just saying you have.
Okay, so you okay? So let's just stop.
All
right, we got short time.
Let me finish.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
What I'm saying to you is, when you're playing Little League, the entry fee is like $100. You can get cleats. You can get $75 to $80 cleats. That's fine. So you're paying $200. Opposed to baseball, you got to get cleats. You got to get bats. You got to get helmets. You got to get jerseys. You got to get pants because they don't provide all that for you. Whereas, though, football,
okay.
They give you the helmet. They give you the shoulder pads. They give you the jersey. They give you the pants because it's all in that entry fee. With baseball, you pay your entry fee and you got to buy your own equipment. They're not going to provide you with that equipment. And that's what Emetric's point is you have to buy all your equipment for baseball, for hockey, for soccer. You got to buy your equipment.
No, get baseball
football,
out of that equation.
You
can't share a bat. You're right. You can share a bat.
You can share a bat, but not everybody wants to do that. Like my son right now has his own bat.
Helmets are mandatory, so they're provided by the league. Y'all are BSing right now.
Nobody's BSing because, I mean, you got to figure, most people don't want to share bats. Like my son, he don't want to share a bat, so I bought him a bat. He don't want to share a helmet, so I bought him a helmet.
So that's a requirement now? That's a requirement?
There's lights around there, yo. I don't know what their kid's head be. I ain't trying
exactly.
to have lights in my house, yo.
Exactly.
Buying a helmet, sure. Buy a helmet, that's fine. But a bat, you can get a bat anywhere for cheap. You can go to Walmart, get a $20 bat. And my point is, don't make baseball seem like it's lacrosse. Lacrosse is an elitist sport. That's the only one around. Soccer is the most popular sport in the world and the cheapest sport in the world. They make soccer balls so that they'll stand up on concrete. So when you're playing them in, like, Camden, like where Beast from Run is from, you know, then you'll be able to use them for 2 days. But like other than that, you know, you can play all these other sports for not a lot.
Yeah, other than that, I put y'all on mute. That's it, y'all. Great talk tonight. I didn't get to say much, and it's a good thing. Glad y'all called in. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Yo, who's on from Jersey? Hello?